Freedom Highway, written by Nigel Crough and read by Noel Hodder. I don't bother to stay overnight in Bangkok anymore. I go straight to Pattaya. I leave the plane and take the aircon minibus from the second-story arrivals concourse of the airport terminal. The bus sweeps down the concrete ramparts straight into the Wipar Wapi Rangsit Expressway and heads for the Southern Highway. It's all very convenient. I hardly have to breathe the Bangkok air at all. I don't mind that swirling trip on the elevated causeway across Bangkok at night, that mad blaze of speed where six lanes of traffic negotiate four lanes marked on the roadway. I read the jagged collage of light-drenched advertising where each giant boarding, from Coca-Cola to Nestle to Nike, manages to feature a saxophone. The king plays sax, of course. And often I can watch the illuminated sheets of deluging rain, spilling the neon from the towering office blocks onto the liquid roadway where the minibus batters along. But I never forget that the overpass safety wall, momentarily washed by the bus's racing lights, obscures the lower parts of the city, the seething suburbs over which we soar, the darker sois and back streets beneath the expressway. Those remnants of an earlier time, those alleyways stained with history, are due for demolition and will be flattened. But they remain there now, for a time, below the expressway. In those narrow streets, the heads of pigs and buffalo still roll in blood, ankle deep on the market floors. I can take this much of Bangkok on arrival, just this much. Tonight it's raining, and the city bleeds in technicolor down the juddering window beside my face, and I can see my reflection amongst the spangled tops of skyscrapers, and I recall the first time I arrived in Bangkok and was driven along this road, or at least along the road my map still shows. It was late 1957. Things were different then. I go to Thailand for the women. I say this to friends when they ask why I return each year, religiously, in November, in the week of the full moon. I say it, and they usually go silent. But some of my more passionate female friends have retorted, "That's exploitation, Howard. That's ugly, deplorable." I shrug and turn away. I'm content to be thought of as a bastard. Who knows what integrity another possesses? On the bus tonight, there's an excited fellow telling everyone about the No Hands Bar in Pattaya. He's a Tasmanian, and he's somewhat out of date, but I don't bother to say so. You'll be sitting there enjoying a nice ale on a stool at the bar, and guess what? Suddenly you'll feel your fly getting opened. And then, before you know what hit you, you'll feel your old fella being pulled out and stroked by some silky little hand. You look along the line of other blokes at the bar, and they're all just drinking, looking straight ahead at the bamboo panelling and sexy posters behind the bar, all with silly smiles on their faces, all looking like Santa Claus was just about to arrive. So that's what you do too. You keep it up like nothing was happening. You just keep drinking and smiling until, mate, that's when you realise what the cover charge is for.